Welcome to Veterans Voice here at KBOO 90.7 FM here in Portland, Oregon. And with me today is Mr. Bill.
Thank you. Good morning, and how the heck are you?
I don't know where John is. He didn't get any messages from him, so we're here by ourselves.
If you're out there, John, we got a chair here for you.
I was kind of, in just a few minutes, we're going to go to a break, and after that, we're going to talk to Dan Hanneman from Peace and Justice Works, and Dan had sent out a email that was really interesting to me, and we're going to talk to him about that and some other things going on in the peace movement. But I was checking on the dead people in Iraq, Americans and civilians, and so far in Iraq, there's been 4,343 Americans killed, but 700,000 Iraqis killed, Bill. 700,000. I bet actually there's probably more.
I'm sure there are more.
In Afghanistan, there's been about 8,000 civilians killed, but I'm sure it's higher than that. But as I was coming in, I'd written down this number here for the military deaths, and as I was coming in, I heard that four more troopers got killed in Afghanistan this morning, so that brings the count up. Well, it evened it out, you know, brought it up to 750.
Yeah.
So it brought them up, you know, and it's just getting worse. The other night on Frontline, I was watching Frontline, and they did a thing on Afghanistan, and it's just no hope. There's just no hope. There's just no reason for us to be in Afghanistan at all. And the way, you know, they were showing things. They were even talking to these horrible generals and these horrible civilians, you know, like Holbrooke and all those folks. And it's just going back to Vietnam. It's just a quagmire. There's just no way to get around it.
It certainly is. I can remember watching George W. Bush and the others lying about they know where those weapons of mass destruction were, and they're building chemical weapons to use against us, and we got lied into this war that's gone on for more than 8 years now, and the casualties and the
keep
front
climbing.
Page of today's paper is devoted to the too soon return to duty. The Oregon National Guard has been sent. How many of those guys are our fellas over there? And it just they fly them all the way from Afghanistan, from the Middle East to here to visit with their families for a few days, and then send them right back.
What is that? That just
it's inhuman.
Oh, it's just definitely inhuman. And the PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, that's causing, the war in itself is causing, and to bring these guys home for just that little bit of time and then send them right back over there, it's just going to make it all the worse. Now it's time to go to Pledge Central, because we definitely need to get funding in for our wonderful and great station, and we're waiting for somebody. Is anybody over there yet, Tammy? Bill, you there?
I am here.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
Biggest life and twice as cute. And speaking of cute, when you call 503-232-8818 or from out of town, 877-500-5266, we got a couple of really cute things for you. One is a $250 matching grant, and the other is a $5 matching grant. And so $750 of matching funds to double whatever you contribute. So if you're a person who is going to be able to come up with $20, our financially struggling amount, it's going to be $40, a regular donation. If you are a little bit better off and you think, I'll go for the $60, $5 a month electronic transfer, well, then it's become $120. And this is truly wonderful. And not only that, but we have a couple of premiums, a couple of gifts that we will give to you. The Will to Resist by Dar Jamil, which was actually an interview with him was on Democracy Now! Last week. I happened to be pitching then. And that is a $60 minimum pledge. So get on the phones, 503-232-8818, local, or 877-500-5266. Or, of course, if you're listening online now, go up to the top on the right, the tip jar, give it a click, and you can do all that donating there. And finally, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in beautiful East Portland. And you just come on in with your hot little cash in your hot little hand, and that will make us all very, very happy. Remember, anything that you contribute from 9 to 10 a.m. for Veterans Voice will be matched up to a total of $750. 503-232-8818, 877-500-5266. Let's go back to Veterans Voice.
Oh, great. That's really nice. For people to do that, you know, the matching.
Better than Lehman Brothers or Wall Street. How are you going to double your money?
Yeah. They take all of our money. That and the military takes all of our money. We're going to talk to Dan right now, Dan Hanneman from Peace and Justice Works. And we're going to, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. I got that email from you last, I think it was this earlier this week, and it really, really touched a chord in me, and I want to talk a bit about that. And one thing, when we talked on the phone, you brought up during the Vietnam War, they were called advisors, and you brought up they're being called a new name.
Right. Let's deal with that first.
Sure.
What we're hearing is that there are all these massive troop cuts happening in Afghanistan and in Iraq. I mean. But meanwhile, they're sending in about 1,000 new troops that are being called enablers, combat enablers, which are non-combat, I'm reading from an article here, non-combat troops who specialize in areas such as intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, explosives, ordnance disposal, medical and mental health, and personnel administration, which sounds a lot like what they used to call advisors in Vietnam. But I think they said, oh, if we call it that, everybody will realize it's just like Vietnam, we're leaving these people there. So they're calling them enablers, which when you have a domestic violence situation, that's the term they use for somebody who lets an abuser keep abusing people,
right,
is an enabler. So I think it was probably a poor choice of terms on the part of the military to use this.
Now, you were talking also about they were talking about drawing down troops in Iraq, in Iraq, but they didn't tell the whole story.
Right. When you say they, so it's great that you're in the middle of pledge drive, because what was going on is I was driving downtown and I had KPOJ on in the afternoon, because that's about a time when KBOJ doesn't necessarily have any political programming on, and one of their hosts was talking about how Saturday Night Live had done a sketch showing that President Obama wasn't keeping up his promises. And the host was outraged, Randy Rhodes is her name, that one of the things they said was that he didn't get out of Iraq. But she said, wow, 4,000 troops are about to come home, and we're almost all the way out of there.
Mm.
And I just felt really angered by this idea that this is supposedly a progressive radio station, unlike KBOJ, which really is progressive.
Yep.
And, claiming that almost all the troops are out of there. And I had just seen this article that, when these 4,000 troops are out, there'll still be 118,000 American troops there.
Wow!
And if somebody thinks that that's we're almost all the way out of there, it's just it doesn't connect.
Yeah, it doesn't connect.
And I think there's this myth out there that the U.S. is out and is going to get all the way out, but their goal is to leave 50,000 troops in there by August of next year. And can you imagine 50,000 troops from some other country being stationed in the United States saying that we're completely out of there?
Well, when you think about that, you think about all the troops that the U.S. has in Italy and Japan and Germany and South Korea and in England. Even England, we have troops stationed in England at Menwith Hill, which is a spy base.
Yeah.
And just all the way all around the world. And 50,000 troops, that's a knot, Dan. That's a knot of people.
Yep. And some of them are going to be there to guard the U.S. Embassy, which is the largest embassy in the world. It's the size of the Vatican.
Wow.
Others are going to be there as we mentioned already, as these enablers. And it's really not clear to me a lot of the news stories about this say after the 50,000 troops are there, the U.S. will pull out all troops, but I don't think that's true. I think they're leaving a bunch of them. But
yeah.
Meanwhile, they're flying in a huge number of private contractors,
yeah, that's,
and security guards,
mm-hmm.
to fill the roles that were played by American troops. And again, I mean, imagine that you're in a country, and then thousands and thousands of people who come in with guns, and they're being paid. I think they're, and it's hard for me to know because this article doesn't really explain this, but usually they're being paid better than not only the American soldiers, but they're usually getting paid better than almost anybody in the country of Iraq to guard American installations.
Mm-hmm.
And again, foreign installations in a sovereign country.
Right.
It's just crazy. What's interesting is that the security guards described in the article that I sent you, only 623 are Americans out of about 12,000, and 1,000 were only about 1,000 are Iraqis. So they actually do hire some Iraqis to do this work, and 11,500 were from other countries,
wow.
such as Uganda and Kenya.
Yeah, when you start thinking back, you know, Dan, does it break it down? Those troops, those 12,000 mercenaries, which they are.
Yeah, thanks for using that term.
They are mercenaries. There's no way about it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it break down in what their jobs are? I mean, is it just basically combat arms?
Most of them are armed personnel who are guarding U.S. installations. So as the U.S. troops are leaving some of their military camps, and this is not in the same article, but there used to be 300 bases in Iraq. And to America's credit, they're now down to about 100. And they're planning to bring that number down to six very huge bases. And remember that when the U.S. was negotiating whether or not we were going to leave altogether, we said we didn't want to have any permanent bases.
Yep.
It sounds like there are going to be six permanent bases there. Very, very large bases. But these other smaller bases are being guarded by these private security guards.
And did they give any names of these firms? These mercenary armies?
Yeah, not in the article that I...
Because we know Blackwater changed its name.
Right, it's called Z now or something like that.
XC or something.
Yeah, so they changed their name. But it's the same old people carrying the same old guns, doing the same old stuff.
Right.
So... And the troop levels, if you really look at it, the troop levels, you know, I keep looking back to Vietnam. And, you know, slowly but surely, that's what they did in Vietnam, Dan. They moved troops out from the interior to the coast, and then they started moving them from the coast down and out. But they never left anybody any troops in Vietnam. And what they're doing in Iraq is nothing to me, but they're going to be a shadow government, it seems like to me.
Yeah.
Because anytime you have American troops and you have Americans putting all that much money into a country, they're calling the shots.
Yep.
They're calling the shots.
They didn't build that huge embassy in Baghdad for nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, it was for several million dollars and close to $1 billion, I think.
Okay. Dan, we got to go. We're going to go back out to Pledge Central. Hope you hang on there.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, we're going back out to Pledge Central, and we hope that you'll be calling in and match the money that's been given.
Get out them checkbooks and them wallets.
Yeah, and we're going back out to Pledge Central.
Okay. Thank you, folks. Always interesting information being given out on KBOO. And I'm being joined almost instantaneously by the lovely Ani, our volunteer coordinator.
Now sitting.
But she's not on the air yet.
Now sitting in the shortest chair in the studio. Look at this.
Yes.
I look like I'm in kindergarten. I can't even see over the top. Anyways, that
503-232-8818. That's what?
I'm sitting on a telephone book now.
Oh,
503-232-8818. That is what? That's the number to call if you actually want to step up right now and support community radio. Like so many people have this morning, it is important to support the information that you rely on. And I know that many, many of us rely on the voices here on the third Friday morning of the month with Veterans Voice. It is a brilliant program with Marv, with Bill, with JT. They are bringing you...
with guest Dan Handelman.
Indeed. It is, but it is their show month after month that really highlights some of the paradoxes and the really systemic cruelties that are inflicted upon our veterans and the system in which they have served. 503-232-8818. Please call now. Support KBOO Community Radio and these voices for peace and for justice. 503-232-8818. I want to let you know that we're looking to raise $1,100 this morning. We can do it with your help, and I'll tell you how. We have, in fact, a very, very generous matching donor right now. Anonymous two, in fact. Two anonymous people are given a gift. Imagine doubling your money for a total of $750. Bill, you tell me. What's going on here?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we have two matching funds, one for $500, one for $250, by two different very generous KBOO members.
This is phenomenal.
It is. It's wonderful. And that shows the kind of support that KBOO engenders out there in the community.
I love engendering support.
I do, too. I try to do it as often as possible. And that means that when you call 877-500-5266 from anywhere in North America, or locally right here in 503-232-8818, whatever you pledge up to that amount, $750, will be doubled. So this is not trivial, folks. This
not
is
even.
Like way bigger than six.
Huge, in fact.
Yes.
503-232-8818. And if you call right now for your $60 contribution, you could pick up a copy of the DVD, A Soldier's Tale. It's a documentary by Penny Allen. You could pick that up again for your $60 contribution level to KBOO, your community radio station. Make it your own by calling 503-232-8818 or toll-free 1-877-500-5266. I also have this other really generous match. I have Val. Val wants to match the next two members that are brand new. If you are somebody who has been sitting on the fence thinking that maybe you're going to join KBOO sometime in the future, know that if you are a brand new member, we have Val waiting anxiously, you know, just waiting to hear that you have joined so that she can generously match your contribution level. The next two new members will be matched by Val.
You know what else?
What?
I'm glad you asked. Every new member gets one of three KBOO t-shirts.
Or certainly can if you ask for it.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, they are lovely and fun, and one of them can be yours, oh new member.
It's true. I personally really love the KBOO versus the Mediazilla, all manner of colorful political cartoony by Matt Worker. I have a lot of folks to thank. I'm just so excited. Your support has been going strong this morning at KBOO Community Radio, and we do need to hear from you. We are in the tail end of our fall membership drive. If you support KBOO News and Public Affairs, and I dare say you're listening to it, so I'm going to go ahead and suggest that you need to support it. Call 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. I want to thank Julie, a new member in Portland, Katrina, a new member in Beaverton, Sean, a new member in Portland, Joseph renewed his membership in Portland, Tristan renewed his membership in Portland. My first boyfriend was named Tristan.
We won't talk about that.
All right. Well, Jack in Salem, Catherine renewing in Vancouver, Esteban renewing in Skamania, John renewing in North Plains, Preston renewing in Vancouver, Cheryl renewing in Portland. My God, thanks to you all. Do call right now with your pledge of support for Veterans Voice and help continue this great morning, wrapping up our fall membership drive. Call now. Become a member of KBOO today at
877-500-5266 or locally 503-232-8818. And let's go back.
You know, we here at Veterans Voice and all peace veterans want to really thank you folks for helping KBOO. This is our 18th year. We're going to be starting our 19th year on KBOO, and it couldn't have happened without you folks. I really mean it, and from the bottom of my heart, and I know from Bill's and all the other peace veterans in Oregon, you know, we really want to thank you. And we want to get back to Dan. Dan?
Hey, I want to thank KBOO, too. I mean, whenever there's a protest or something, you know who's going to be announcing
there.
That.
Always, they're always there.
They're there, but they also let people know that that's going to happen, which is just as important as reporting on it afterwards.
Yeah, KBOO's always been wonderful. Dan, have you worked on the Keep Oregon National Guard Home?
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, there is a national movement that is called the Bring the Guard Home, It's the Law. And we worked on a local initiative for Oregon that would have basically instructed the governor that without a valid authorization, he should not release any troops to the U.S. military.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the idea that both the Iraq War, so-called war, you know, occupation. And the Afghan occupation are based on authorizations that are badly written. That mm-hmm. the Iraq war, as it were, was started in 2003 based on a authorization in 2002 that said we have to enforce UN resolutions against Saddam Hussein and protect Americans from the threat posed by Saddam Hussein and his weapons of mass destruction.
And
we know there are no weapons of mass destruction, and there's any UN resolutions that have to be enforced don't have to be enforced by violence anymore. Not that they ever did have to be, but you know,
right.
If that's what you believed in the first place,
mm-hmm.
So that the Iraq War is, you know, the resolution is no longer as valid, and the Afghan one, which is the war on terror, as it were,
mm-hmm.
Said that the president can basically name any country at any time and say they had something to do with 9/11, which I think vaguely explains why President Obama has escalated President Bush's drone war on Pakistan.
Yeah,
that he can do that under the guise of the war on terror, but because it's so broad that, you know, the president can attack any country at any time, and that doesn't seem like a valid way to keep our National Guard troops on alert all the time. In
mm-hmm.
fact, there are possibly as many as 800 troops from Eastern Oregon that could be going to Afghanistan early next year.
Have they got the call-up word?
No. The last thing I read said that they are kind of on standby alert, you
mm-hmm.
know, that they haven't actually been called up, but they have been told that they should be ready.
Yeah, you know, Dan, what happens once they get that call-up, that locks them in. I mean,
yeah.
If someone's been in the service for so long in the reserves, I mean, National Guard, and their time's coming up, if they get that lock-in, they can't get out.
Yep.
They're stuck in there.
Or they can go to jail.
Or they can go to jail, but I haven't heard of any Oregonians going to jail yet.
No, well, I mean, you know, obviously we have war resistors movement in the country,
right,
that we need
a great movement.
And it would be great, the national campaign about keeping the guard home had a conference in D.C. actually over last weekend,
mm-hmm.
or actually 2 weeks ago now, to coincide with the national demonstrations against the escalation in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And the conference was called Who Decides About War, and they talked about the War Powers Act and this issue around National Guard being called up without valid authorizations, and it was apparently a very good conference. I wasn't able to go, but
mm-hmm.
Leah Bolger from Corvallis, who was with the Veterans for Peace down there,
mm-hmm.
actually attended that conference.
Mm-hmm. Did anything come out of it? I mean, have you heard what any kind of strategy is?
Yeah, no.
I
have to tell you, no, I'm not quite sure about that. I think that they are sort of debriefing right now.
Okay.
I'm sure that those documents will be coming out soon.
Yeah. Wasn't it, remember that the president has to sign, what is it, Dan? I've been trying to think of that. He has to sign an authorization every year. Do you remember?
The War Powers Act actually requires the president to report to Congress every 6 months.
Every six months, and he has to renew it. He has to sign it every 6 months.
Yeah, and explain what the troops are doing. And, you know, the president's been doing that. And then the other thing that I think you might be talking about is that the president also every year has continued to sign, now I'm forgetting the name too, but it's like a presidential order that says that there continues to be an emergency that started on 9/11.
Right, and that's the one that he signs, and that keeps the National Guard, you know, available to send to Afghanistan and to Iraq.
Yeah.
And that was one of the big fights that we took towards Bush, and Bush just ignored it.
Yeah.
He just ignored it. And President Obama, he asked for 40,000 troops, and I don't know. Have you heard what he's decided on the 40,000?
As far as I know, he's still thinking about it. But I think that's why I think that all cable listeners should be contacting President Obama and everybody in Congress and saying we don't want an escalation. It's very disappointing. What he has said is he's not going to cut the troop levels,
right.
And that to me is, you know, it's just. Anybody who thought that there was going to be a huge change in the way that America conducted its foreign policy because there was a new president probably hasn't been studying history.
No, I don't think they've been studying. So definitely haven't been reading history.
Right. So while it's disappointing on one hand, on the other hand, it's not surprising when you look at the overall arc of how America runs its business.
Right.
And yeah. Could I change the subject a little bit here,
yeah,
Dan?
Go ahead.
What I'm concerned about is nobody is mentioning oil.
Yeah,
and that's the whole intent, the whole purpose that we're there.
And you
watch what's going on in the oil business now. The speculators are buying and selling that oil 15 times and raising the price every time they buy and sell it, and they don't refine it, they don't touch it, they just speculate
they
on
just
it, like so many other commodities. Mm-hmm. And we're being used, you know, our army is being used as an enforcer for the for the oil industry, or for the corporate world.
What's very interesting, and I'm not quite sure if this is Iraq's way of slapping back at the U.S., is that the first two contracts I read about that are being fulfilled are with China and with British Petroleum.
You talk about Afghanistan or Iraq?
In Iraq. Yeah. So
even
though the Americans went there saying, "Oh, we're going to have all this oil," and did it, and
well, it's going to pay for the war, Dan.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know, the first companies that are getting the rights to drill and are British Petroleum and Chinese.
In China.
Company.
Well, you know where that oil is going to go if China's drilling for it. It's going to go to China.
And then they're going to pay for buying more of our country.
Oh so. Yeah. But one of the things that's not really being talked about is the natural gas pipeline that comes. What is the Caspian Depression and goes through Afghanistan. You know, they're really not talking about that very much. And I wonder, I haven't done any really studying on this, but I'd like to see where the military bases are located. You know, some of them's going to definitely be located along that route that pipeline goes. There's just no doubt about it that they're going to be on that.
Well, yeah. One of the first activities of the American forces when they went into Iraq at the beginning of this second Gulf War was to secure the oil fields.
Yep.
And that was that was their goal. That was the most important objective that they were assigned.
Because one of the...
And one more thing that I'd like to mention is I'd like to make sure that the people are aware that their standard of living is being diminished significantly. The unemployment in this country, there was a report this morning that over 600,000 Oregonians are on food stamps now.
Wow!
And we continue to dump lives and money into that pest hole over there in the Middle East. You know, and those poor people living in that part of the world have been pushed and shoved and killed and displaced
and poisoned.
Poisoned, definitely.
And poisoned, yes.
Just brutalized.
And, you know, not in my name.
Yeah. Because I said earlier, I watched that show on Frontline, and they were showing the houses and the cities. You know, they were nothing but mud huts. Mm-hmm. Dan, they're nothing but mud huts, and these people are farmers, you know, and herders, and all that, and they're stuck between, you know, the Taliban, and they're stuck between American forces. I was listening to this captain talking to these farmers through his interpreter, and the interpreter didn't really speak the dialect of the people that he was talking to, and you could the frustration level between that captain had towards his interpreter and interpreter towards the people just kept escalating.
Yeah, well,
it just kept escalating.
I mean, it boils back to the same thing we were talking about before. It's like if there were people from another country in military uniforms in our country,
mm-hmm.
Telling us what we could do,
mm-hmm.
even if there was some horrible dictator like, say, George Bush or something,
say George Bush,
we probably would be more angry at the foreign people with guns.
You bet.
Than we would at our own government, and
right.
that's what's happening all around the world where the U.S. goes and
right.
tries to
right.
to occupy, and any country that tries to occupy, and particularly Afghanistan, has shown again, looking at history, that it's not a country that will stay occupied for any length of time.
Yeah, there's just no way.
And you just
no
get way. Out. You know, I think yeah. it's pretty clear.
So I think I just don't see any way we can. Win, if that's what you want to call it, win, and I don't know what we would win, you know, by staying in Iraq, and I don't see any way that the U.S. has any credibility in Iraq or in Afghanistan. I just don't see it.
Well, you know, the sad thing is that the Iraqis wanted to have a referendum. They're having their parliamentary elections in January, and they
right.
wanted to have a referendum to see whether the Iraqi people wanted the U.S. to be in their country anymore, to try to boot them out early,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, early. They decided that they don't have enough time to write a referendum and put it on the ballot, and that because Obama seems serious about pulling troops out, that they're not going to hold the referendum anymore.
Oh, bad mistake.
I know.
It's
they're sort of just, well, why don't you keep staying in my house, Mr. Thief
yeah.
or rapist or whatever?
Yeah,
you
know, Mr. Abuser.
Yeah.
Abuser is definitely what it is. But in Iraq, talking about Iraq, like I said before, Dan, all the money that we're pouring in there, you know, the man who pours the most money in and has the biggest guns is going to make the decisions.
Yeah.
And if you look in Afghanistan, Karzai, he's not the president of Afghanistan. He's Barry, the mayor of Kabul.
Right.
I mean, they can't go outside of their city.
Oh, and of course things got worse because they're in the election. There was huge amounts
okay.
of fraud,
mm-hmm.
and then people trying to call attention to it have kind of been hushed
yeah.
up. I mean, one guy quit;
they
yeah.
disappeared.
Yeah.
Dan,
we're going to have to. We're going to go out to Pledge Central again. I hope you can hang on because
sure.
I'm not done with you yet.
Okay.
We're going to go back out to Pledge Central, and are you folks out there, Ani?
We are out here. Well, Ani will be out here
okay.
in a moment.
Okay,
I am here. And I just wanted to throw in another thing to your conversation, which was the status of forces agreement in Iraq, which said that you had to be inside city limits. That is the American troops, according to the status of forces, after a certain date. So what they did was they expanded the city limits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very clever. I liked it. Anyway.
No kidding.
Yes, absolutely true.
Wow.
You can look it up, as they say.
Oh, I believe you.
But you don't have to look up the following, 503-232-8818, because I'm telling it to you. That's the local number. The out-of-town toll-free number is 877-500-5266. That's toll-free. That means anywhere in North America, you make that call to us to give us money, and we don't, and you don't get charged for that call. We pick up the slack, folks. We pick up the slack in truth. We pick up the slack in diversity of music. We are the slack pickers uppers, and you can be part of that. You can be a member of KBOO. We're running a matching, a couple, three actually, matching grants. We have Val, who is going to match the next two new members. We have two different anonymous donors, one who has anonymously given us $500 to match, and another who has anonymously given us $250 to match. So that means every penny that you put in will be doubled. And this means that we want more phone calls. We don't want you sitting there doing nothing. Idle hands are the devil's playground, my listeners. Yes, indeed. So go to your phone and dial 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266. And I want to make a reminder that when we do our pledge drive, we get help from all over. And today's help is coming from Helzer's on Alberta, who has provided breakfast. They're at 1538 Northeast Alberta. Dots Cafe is bringing us lunch. They're over at 2521 Southeast Clinton. And Sawasdi Thai at Southwest 10th and Alder downtown is providing dinner. So life is a simple dream when you are a KBOO member and a KBOO volunteer.
Well, yep, it's true. I would say life is a dream. Life is illusion. Lunchtime doubly so. I am here, actually. This is Ani asking once again for your generous support. We are looking to raise about $1,000 here for Veterans Voice. We know it's an important show. We know it's an important avenue and venue for vets in the community to share their stories and to let us know what's going on. And we want to thank you for supporting Veterans Voice. So when you dial with your $60 minimum pledge, you can pick up a copy of The Will to Resist by Dar Jamal. He's the author of Beyond the Green Zone and is looking inside the movement of military resistance towards the occupations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Also, that DVD, A Soldier's Tale documentary by Penny Allen for a $60 minimum pledge. $5 a month is what that takes, my friend. And you can take either of those thank you gifts and know that your money is working hard here at Community Radio to spread good news, information, and to tie us together in an act of ongoing solidarity. Call right now and get your money matched by those generous donors, 503-232-8818 or toll free 1-877-500-5266. Don't wait another moment, my friend. Please pick up the phone, dial right now. We are looking to raise $1,000 in the next 17 minutes. With your help, we can do it.
Great. And there's enough peace people out there. You don't have to be a peace veteran to help us. And most of our supporters aren't veterans, but they help us so much. They help us so much. And we want to thank each and every one of you for helping out and keeping KBOO on the air, because there's no way we're going to be on any other radio station, I tell you that. But Dan, I want to ask you something. You know, the war in Afghanistan is just completely ridiculous, and Iraq is the same way to me. Why isn't there more people in the streets?
Well, that's a great question, Marv. You know, we did a protest on October 2 here in Portland. We expanded the PPRC Friday rally, which is still going after 8 years, you know, 8 years since the invasion of Afghanistan. They've been out there every Friday at 5 o'clock at Pioneer Courthouse Square, and they're going to be there this Friday, too.
Yep.
But on the 2nd, we said we were going to do expanded version because we knew that there would be people coming down for the econ versions.
Mm-hmm.
We had 200 people, which feels like a lot compared to, you know, maybe 15 or 30 who come to the Friday rallies on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But feels like very little compared to the 40,000 or so we had marching before the Americans invaded Iraq in 2003.
Right, right.
So I think there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we have this crashed economy you've talked about a lot, right, where people are struggling to get by from one day to the next. And so worrying about what the U.S. is doing in other countries is not at the top of their priority list.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who, I think, like that talk show host on the other network I was talking about, who think that whatever President Obama is doing is progressive and is a 180-degree turn from George Bush, without looking at the broader scope of American policy,
right,
and thinking, well, there's a lot of stuff that's just continuing that was under Bush, and no matter what you think of President Obama, that's what U.S. policy is, and we have to change that. And I think people are tired, too. I mean, it's been a long time. It's been
eight years
since they invaded Afghanistan, and it's almost 6 years since they invaded Iraq, or almost 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people just are sort of burned out. But I think that every struggle in history that's been worth fighting has been a long struggle,
mm-hmm,
and people, I'm hoping, can find ways, even if they're not out in the streets physically, to write and call to their elected representatives and write letters to their editors and speak to their neighbors and their coworkers and their families and say, we've got to get out of Afghanistan. We've got to get out of Iraq. It's not our place to be there. It's costing us money. It's costing lives. It's building resentment. You were talking about the body counts before, Marv. I'm not, mm-hmm, sure where your numbers came from.
Go ahead.
I went on to iCasualties.org. Mm-hmm. I don't know, yeah, if you ever gone there. And they said that 877 Americans have died so far in Afghanistan, and over 250 this year, which is,
right,
which is more, I mean, it's almost double any previous year,
wow,
in Afghanistan.
Give me that website again.
iCasualties.org.
Okay.
Dan?
Yes.
Something, wow, that's been in the back of my mind for a long time is the preparation of the United States for perpetual war.
Mm-hmm.
And war is good business for some people.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, these people seem to be in control. And they always say, we don't care who votes just as long as we get to count them. Or who gets, we do the nominating. And the larger role that women are playing in the military, it seems to me to make the military more acceptant, or more acceptable, and more a part of the American way of life, if you will.
Right. Well, I'm a little worried. I mean, here's a tough thing. Okay, as a movement, the peace movement needs to build solidarity with other movements.
Right.
The women's movement and the gay liberation movement.
You bet.
And yet, when Obama promises that he's going to lift the don't ask, don't tell, do we really want more people serving the military?
See, that's
being shoved into cannons? I don't think so. But
yeah,
it should, if they're going to be doing it, yes, it should be open to everybody.
Right. Yeah, we had an internal struggle in our organization.
We definitely had a struggle on this one.
Over that very issue.
Yeah. This is the kind of thing we should be talking about, and talking about with our, with our gay and lesbian,
yeah,
comrades. Really.
Yeah, I just got this. Who sent me this? I can't see. That women more likely to be expelled under don't ask, don't tell.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. More. It came from San Francisco, and more women.
Huh. Well, of course, there's also rape that goes on within the military, and it happens to both women and men, but more often to women. And,
mm-hmm,
so.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell.
Mm.
I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thing, but I'm like you, Dan. I support the gay movement and I support the women's movement with all my heart, but I just don't support people getting killed in a war.
Nope.
I just don't support it.
And so too. So you were, when the numbers you were talking about with I think it's 4,300 something, 4,350 or so,
yeah,
American troops killed in Iraq. Michael Monk, who's a scholar,
yeah,
here, and a friend of KBU too,
mm-hmm,
puts out a thing about every week that lists the number of wounded in addition to the number of dead, because most people don't know those numbers, and it's like 35,000.
Yeah, that's
wounded
what I
from
got.
Hostile causes, and another 39,000, mm-hmm, who died or were medically evacuated for non-hostile causes.
Yeah, I read that too. 35,000 wounded. When they talk about wounded, when you they just wounded. They're not. That's just pretty milquetoast. Because when you look at wounded, that is people losing arms and legs and eyes and ears and PTSD and the whole thing, you know?
Right. And then there's brain trauma. And according to Mike, and the New York Times reported like another 30,000 have brain injuries that they didn't realize they had until after they got back.
Dan, I'm sorry, but we got to go to Pledge Central again. Hold on. We're not done yet with you. We're going back out to Pledge Central, and we want to thank all you folks that have called in, but we're not done yet.
Hey, Marv.
We've got to keep KBOO on the air.
Hey, Marv. It's just a moment to let our members know the importance of community radio, the importance of supporting it, because you, my dear friend, are how we exist in this world. You are how we pay our bills. We are not beholden to any large corporate interests. We're not beholden to the federal government. We're not beholden to a few foundations. We are, in fact, here for you, our community members. You support us. We are grassroots radio. 80% of our money comes from you. I'm Ani. I'm here with Bill Mictum this morning, and we are imploring you to take this moment to become a member of Community Radio KBOO by dialing 503-232-8818 or toll free at 1-877-500-5266. Bill has some exciting information.
Yes, I want to tell you some of the people to whom we are beholden. Sarah, John, Joe, and Laura. We are beholden to those people. From the top, Sarah is renewing in Portland. John is renewing in Portland. Joe is renewing in Scappoose. And Laura is renewing in Portland. We are in debt to you, so to speak. And we are really happy to be, because you are our support in trying times and in flush times. 80% of our money is from our members.
It's how we do things here. It's how we roll at KBOO Community Radio. We are looking to raise $700 more by the top of the hour. This is Solidarity Radio, folks, and this is how we do it. We ask that the community comes together right now to support this amazing resource that brings a platform, a microphone to so many communities, different schools of thought, ideas, different activist communities, different philosophical communities, if you will. And politically, philosophically inclined communities. Also, amazing amounts of music, news, all that kind of stuff. We do it here on KBOO because we know it's important to tie things together and dish it up on the FM dial so that you can peruse, listen.
And what else?
You can consume the media. But we also want you to, in fact, support this independent media resource, because we don't want just sort of passivity. We don't passive listeners. We want radio activists.
And
you can be an activist by calling
503-232-8818 or from out of town, 877-500-5266. And I want to sweeten the proverbial pot.
How much sweeter can we get? We're already in a matching period. We have $750 put up by two different people to match folks coming in dollar for dollar.
And two new memberships
being matched by Val.
And we also have free T-shirts for every new member. Free T-shirts for every new member. The KBlues T-shirt by Kathleen Stevenson, our morning news and public affairs director. The KBOO versus the Mediazillas T-shirt, our most colorful T-shirt, except for the Grateful Dead tie-dyes. But this one has, like, Mediazillas, showing the difference between independent media and corporate media.
I get that now.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm here for you, dear. Okay, and then the Flower Tower T-shirt by Chris Andre, who is our co-originator of Air Cascadia.
Indeed.
Yes, and you can get any of those when you are a new member. It doesn't matter how much or how little you have contributed. 503-232-8818. 877-500-5266 from out of town, kboo.fm on the web, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue on the street.
That's right. You can stop on by, see our new mural, grab a cup of coffee, make your pledge and pay it right there on the spot. Meet the folks that make the radio and bring it to you. We do have donuts.
We have breakfast.
It'll be a fabulous thing, a moving experience for us all when you drop by 20 Southeast 8th. We would love to meet you, really. And you can see exactly how your money goes around here at KBOO Community Radio, the best little radio station that chewing gum and popsicle sticks can hold together. And I gotta say, I love Veterans Voice. They always bring us such insightful news and inciting information. And this morning, having Dan Handelman on, one of Portland's tireless activists working for peace and justice, it's a great venue to access this information. And that's why you need to support us right now. 503-232-8818. We are just a little less than halfway to our goal, and we need you to help us make that up in the next 5 minutes. 503-232-8818. 1-877-500-5266. Remember, for your $60 pledge, The Will to Resist by Dar Jamal can be yours, or that DVD, A Soldier's Tale, a documentary by Penny Allen. 503-232-8818.
Are you there, Dan?
Yes, I am.
Dan, I want to thank you for coming on in the short notice, and I know Bill feels the same way about Peace and Justice Works and about you. We want to thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
and
we'll talk to you later. I want to tell people how
great. Okay, go ahead.
To be part of KBOO too. I walked in last week and sat down and renewed my membership, and I hope that people think about going down to the station and renewing in person. And if they want to get involved in Peace and Justice Works, we can always use more people. Our number is 503-236-3065.
Great. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And to all you people out there, the mural is a sight to behold.
It's beautiful. But KBOO is very important to our community. With this war in Iraq still going on, with the buildup in Afghanistan,
and no end in sight,
KBOO is going to be a central part of the movement in Oregon to stop the war. KBOO is so important to the anti-war movement to stop this bloodshed and murdering in Afghanistan. It's going to continue. 90% of all casualties in a war now are civilians. And if you look at a country and their populations, more than half of these countries are children under the age of 16. If 90% of casualties in the war, 16 years old and younger are a majority of those people being killed, and they're being killed by our bombs. They're being killed by our cluster bombs. They're being killed by our guns and our weapons, our rockets and our mortars. And as this continues to go on, we're going to need KBOO more and more and more to get this word out to stop this war, this senseless, brutal war against the people of Afghanistan and of Iraq.
KBOO is an essential part of making Portland what it is and making it a decent, livable place. And your support for KBOO is really well intentioned and well met
and very appreciated
and well used. You bet.
Yeah, we have. The more we can get out over the air, as people can get out over the air, and the more people hear us, hear the station, hear the anti-war movement, the more people, the more National Guard families that hear it, the more active duty families that hear it, the more and more and more they can hear us, the more they're going to turn against this war. And like Dan was saying, is that when there is going to be a buildup, there will be more and more protests against this war as it goes on. They'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. And KBOO is a very important part of that, because KBOO will get the word out. They will get the word out to do this. And each and every one of us that listens to KBOO, needs to put some money in to keep us on the air, to keep KBOO on the air, to stop this slaughter that's happening in Afghanistan and it's happening in Iraq. We need to do this, folks. We need to put a stop to this war. And if we need to get out in the streets by the hundreds of thousands, like we did in the war to Vietnam, we're going to have to do it. And KBOO's going to be a very important part of that. So please keep calling in and giving money to KBOO. Even though our show's over, KBOO needs that money. KBOO needs to be on the air. And we want to thank you, and we'll be back next month. And thanks a lot, folks, for support. And we'll talk to everybody next month.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a-marching anymore.